ABC Radio Australia.
For nearly two decades, the region's premier intergovernmental organisation, the Pacific Islands Forum, has been guided by what's known as the Bikitawa Declaration. The security statement sets out the principles to which all members commit themselves, and it outlines steps to collectively respond to crises such as civil unrest and natural disasters. But forum leaders have called for an update to reflect the changing regional circumstances and some new concepts of security. So this week, officials from all member countries have gathered to thrash out what could be included in a new declaration that's being called the Bikitawa Plus. Liam Fox has taken a look at the issues they're grappling with.
The Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat, Dame Meg Taylor, says the push for a new security declaration was cemented at last year's Forum Leaders Meeting in Apia. It was held not long after the conclusion of the Regional Assistance Mission to Solomon Islands, RAMSI.
After the RAMSI drawdown, it was a very moving meeting, but it was also one where leaders around the table realised that that was one of the times when the Pacific really pulled together. And countries, even with the smallest number of police, like Niue, sent one person, and it was the contribution to the regional security and regional good.
Dame Meg says the mission's success in rebuilding Solomon Islands after years of ethnic violence prompted leaders to call for a modernisation of the Bikitawa Declaration.
Many of the members of the countries said that we don't just let this go. What we look at is how we strengthen it, how we look at security more widely, and what our involvement is going to be in it.
As part of the process to update the Forum's Guiding Security Declaration, officials from all member countries gathered for a workshop in Suva this week to try and thrash out what could be included in what's being called Bikitawa Plus. Fiji's Minister of Defence and National Security, Ratu Inoke Kumbumbola, opened the workshop and said that it was happening against the backdrop of two key trends affecting the region. The first is that the region is becoming increasingly crowded and complex, with growing interest from traditional and non-traditional partners. The second, he said, is the shifts in global power and the erosion of multilateralism, evident in the rise of China, Britain's impending exit from the European Union, and the United States' withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement and reversion to protectionist trade policies. He said the time is right to build on the Bikitawa Declaration and to strengthen collective action with a broader concept of security in mind. Dame Meg Taylor says officials at the workshop are grappling with what a broader definition of security could include.
Issues like human security, humanitarian assistance, prioritisation around environmental security, regional cooperation in building resilience to disasters and climate change. But we also have to help the discussion move to the broader security issues in terms of the militarisation of this region.
The Forum Secretariat called for public submissions on what could be included in Bikitawa Plus. Its Director of Policy, Parky Ormsby, says the submissions can be boiled down to a few key themes.
An increasing emphasis on human security, an increasing emphasis on environmental security, and increasing awareness and emphasis on cyber security, which is since this work was done in the early 2000s. Those three key areas are really new areas for us regionally in terms of developing our security thinking and architecture.
The original Bikitawa Declaration was signed by forum leaders in 2000 and lists a number of guiding principles to which all members are committed. They include good governance, equal rights, and democratic processes. Some have questioned whether some forum members have lived up to those commitments over the years. Mr. Ormby says those original guiding principles will remain in the draft declaration that will be presented for consideration, firstly to a meeting of the forum's foreign ministers and then to the leaders' meeting in Nauru in September.
Yeah, that is part of the process we're going through at the moment in terms of putting up advice to leaders and forum officials in a few weeks' time.